Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dotson. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Molinaro moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner bunts towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Dotson covering. Safe. Lescano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison strikes out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lescano bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morrison covering, for the out. Hile moves to third. Ogilvy moves to second. One out. Sal Bando pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to third for the out. Hile scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Bando steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sal Bando now playing third base. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano, who is chasing the ball. Molinaro reaches third base with a triple. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines is walked intentionally. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Baines moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Marv Foley. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Baines scores. Morrison goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Ed Farmer now pitching. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Dan Boitano now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Washington moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Brouillard now playing first base. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brouillard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. one out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Dick Davis pinch hits for Mark Brailhart. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Davis reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rich Wortham now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Yount scores. Davis moves to third. Heil moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.